As I said earlier, I am returning after 2 weeks vacation. And the first week of that was spent in California as part of the AIDS life cycle bike ride, which starts in San Francisco and over 7 days goes 545 miles to Los Angeles. And there was 2,200 bikers, some 600, what we refer to roadie support people, as well as staff from the various organizations. And I was part of the roadie crew. I was gear intent. So for a week, I spent a week of vacation getting up at 3:30 in the morning, loading baggage and baggage and tents for some 200 people on my truck alone. And then getting in the truck with my two partners and driving on to the next location and then unloading all those tents. And part of that time was also spent afterwards calming down bicyclists who came in all exhausted and couldn't find their luggage, even though it might be standing there right in front of them. And to be honest, it was very exhausting at times, but it was very worthwhile because I got to meet wonderful people from all over the world, as well as become close to my other fellow roadies. But for me, one of the highlights of each day came after we loaded up the truck, and then we'd come together, we'd have this large circle where we got our instructions, and afterwards, we'd all break up to do our final preparations to drive on. And one of the members, whose name is Betty, who is one of the veterans of the ride, whose job is to drive the truck that contains all the boxes that ship the bikes home afterwards. She would ask me each morning if I would say a prayer and give her a blessing, because she knew I was a priest. And each morning, Betty would start grabbing people to come join us. I think some people did it out of politeness, some people did it out of curiosity. Some people showed up each morning, but each morning we would hold hands and I would offer a prayer, I'd give a blessing, and we'd move forward. Now, some of the people who came for a blessing or a prayer each morning, a good part of them were not church people. Some of them really did not have any real beliefs, but there was this desire to come and be part of something spiritual. In our reading today, Jesus tells us that the harvest is plentiful. All around us, we have people who are seeking some kind of spiritual connection. Sometimes they're aware of it. Sometimes it's a quiet hunger that they don't really know is, don't really understand until something shows up, till someone speaks to them. And so Jesus was looking around at the people around him. He saw that they were in need. He realized that they were just ripe for the word of God. But as he pointed out, that the laborers are few. And he asked his disciples to pray for more laborers, for those people willing to go out to proclaim the good news, to tell other people about this wonderful, wonderful news about a God who loves us, a God who desires to be with us so much that he's willing to send his only son. And so Jesus sent out his 12. And then, you know, in other parts of the gospel, he sends out the 70. Throughout his ministry, Jesus is always sending people out to proclaim the good news. And of course, a couple weeks ago, we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, in which the whole church was called to go out. Now, we call ourselves Episcopalians, and as you all know, a few years ago, we were the ECUSA, Episcopal Church of the United States of America. Now we just go with TEC, T-E-C, the Episcopal Church, because we've spread throughout the world, and we are in other countries, so it's not just completely an American church anymore. But as we've talked about in the past, the full name of the Episcopal Church is the Protestant Episcopal Church of the United States of America and Missionary Society, which tells us that if you're a member of this church, you're a missionary, one who is called to proclaim the good news to others. Now, you don't have to have strong gifts of being, you know, strong gifts of speech. You don't have to be a great theologian or preacher. As Jesus tells them, all you need to do is open yourself up and God will provide the words for you. More often than not, people aren't interested in great theological argument. What they really want to know is, what is your story? Why is this relationship with God so important to you? How has Jesus changed your life? What is the difference your life has with the Holy Spirit? We all have our own testimony. And that is the greatest gift that you can share with another person. Now, throughout the ride, I had some wonderful conversations about faith and spirituality. I had people come up to tell me how horrible the church is. But for some reason, they liked me. And I think that's what we have to offer other people. There are a lot of people who, because of one reason or another, sometimes it's because they've been ostracized. Sometimes they've just been fed up with politics or sometimes the hypocrisies that they've seen, where they have a problem with what we might refer to as organized religion. But they may like you. There may be something about you that intrigues them. And that's what we have to share. And you're not alone in this journey. Throughout the gospel, more often than not, you've seen Jesus sending out his disciples in pairs, so they could support one another. And you often hear these stories when they came back, how they were so excited and they'd get together for a time of rest and prayer, like we do each Sunday, to celebrate. And I'm sure that more than a few of the disciples thought they had nothing to offer. Because remember, most of the early disciples, especially the apostles, were laborers, fishermen. The most hardworking and common of citizens who possibly knew just enough Hebrew to say their prayers, who maybe knew enough of the Torah to get them by. But what they had was faith. What they had was belief in this message. So, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to go out, to spread seeds, to harvest, to speak to the souls in need, to share your story so others may know the wonders of Christ, to put away your fears and realize that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, God is always with you.